Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the wake of George Floyd's death and calls for police reform, Philadelphia's top cop is implementing new training for city officers to help call out misconduct. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us it is a peer intervention program.
The model, called Active Bystandership for Law Enforcement, or ABLE, focuses on how officers interact with each other when they see wrongdoing during a situation, first identifying why cops may not speak up, whether it's out of fear of retaliation or peer pressure.
If there was ever a time, I think we can all agree, that a large-scale overhaul of dated and archaic law enforcement paradigms was needed, now is that time. And I believe that ABLE will assist in such a paradigm shift for agencies that adopt and embrace their core tenets.
During a Zoom call this week with Georgetown University's Law School's Innovative Policing Program, which is hosting the free training, Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said a cross-section of Philly cops will take the course in September.
Those officers will then begin training other members of the department until the tenets of ABLE are fully implemented. And when I say implemented, I mean baked into the organization, the philosophy, institutionalized.
The hope, she says, is to regain trust within the community and strengthen the department's overall relationship with citizens. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.